Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study on Ephesians chapter 6, we were talking about the Word of God as a sword, being both a defensive and an offensive weapon. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The proclamation of the Word is that which is used as the sword of the Holy Spirit. It works in our heart, and then it works out into the hearts of others as we use it. You see, the sword is an offensive weapon, but it's also defensive. It's offensive to attack. It's defense to help parry the blows of the attacker. Well, I grew up in the 50s and 60s, and anybody that watched Zorro on television knew that that's the way Zorro used the sword. Well, Jesus used the sword in the wilderness. And in the wilderness, Jesus met the devil with, "It is written, it is written, it is written." As a matter of fact, if they had had machine guns in the day of Jesus, they might have likened the Word of God to a machine gun, because he just says, "It is written, it is written, it is written," just like a machine gun popping off, pop, pop, pop. And he'd say, "It is written," and he would give the scriptures that were written, and he would state them correctly. Now, whereas the shield of faith was for our defense, as we learn and think and meditate upon the Word of God, it is also the weapon we use in fighting the devil. You see, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the helmet of salvation, and on we could go. Those are not carnal weapons. Our weaponry is not carnal. Therefore, we do not use carnality to try to win the world, because what you win them with is what you win them to. It is important to note that the Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible. It is why the Bible has harmony without contradiction. 40 writers over a period of 1500 to 1600 years were used to write the Word of God from Genesis through Revelation. And although 40 writers were used, there was only one author, the Holy Spirit of God. That is why the Bible has stood the test of time, although men have tried to attack it, and although men have tried to destroy it, and they've tried to dilute it, it still stands the test of time. That is why the Bible was mechanically dictated by the Holy Spirit of God to holy men of God who wrote those words. And it is such a strong weapon that Satan tries to eliminate it, change it, and compromise it among the people of God, that they may not be successful in their attacks against the gates of hell. Now, my friend, as you hide God's Word in your heart, and you lovingly and willingly submit to it, the Holy Spirit then is able to use it in you and through you. That is why you should not quench or grieve the Holy Spirit, as we saw back in chapter 4, verses 25 through 32. So this is the rhema, or the speaking of the Word of God, which is very effective against the attacks of the devil. You don't need psychology. You don't need counseling. You need the Word of God, the counsel of the Holy Spirit. Now, these things in this portion, in verses 13 through 17, are actually showing what God expects of our daily walk as we seek to serve Him. And it shows that He has provided for our protection against the attacks of the devil in verse 12. There's a hymn that appears in our hymnal of our church that is titled with the question, "Am I a soldier of the cross?" And it goes like this, "Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb? And shall I fear to own His cause, or blush to speak His name? Must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease, while others fought to win the prize and sailed through bloody seas? Are there no foes for me to face? Must I not stem the flood? Is this vile world a friend to grace, to help me on to God? Sure, I must fight if I would reign. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by Thy word." Oh, my friend, are you a soldier of the cross? You cannot be a soldier of the cross until Jesus Christ is first your Savior. My friend, do you know that if you die today, that heaven is your home? Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes unto the Father but by me." Friend, nobody else can save you. Only Jesus Christ. Only He can give you everlasting life. In John 1:12, we're told, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." You say, well, how do I receive the Son of God? How do I become His child? How do I get saved? Well, number one, admit that you are a sinner. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 3:10 says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." In other words, there's not anyone good enough to merit heaven. Why? Because we're sinners. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." That means final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. Wages refer to what you earn. It's what you have coming to you. What you've earned, what you have coming to you, is to go to an eternal lake of fire where you never cease to exist, where you are never able to escape. 1 second after death is too late to get saved. Nobody can pray you out of that place. For the wages of sin is death. What we've got coming is death. Every one of us, this preacher included, was born into this world headed to hell. But the gift, not what we've earned, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That gift only comes through Him. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." My friend, Jesus died for our sin, and only He can take our sin away. In Acts chapter 17:30, we're told to repent. Not do penance, but repent. And yet, as you turn from sin, you'll find the devil is stronger than you are. You can't turn from it of your own strength. That's why you turn to Jesus Christ, for Him to take your sin away. And you trust Him with your eternal life, not yourself. Believing that Jesus Christ shed His precious blood on the cross and died for you, and that He was buried, and 3 days later He rose up from the dead, you receive Christ as your Savior. In Romans 10:9 it says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart a man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. When you're come to Christ, you're trusting Him with your life. Yes, you know that He's going to take your sin away, and He's going to give you everlasting life, but you're trusting Him. God does not lie to you. He has already died, was buried, and rose from the dead. He has the keys of hell and of death, Revelation 1:18 tells us. Therefore, all you need to do, believing that, receive him. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever," one day I could say, "For if Andy Bloom shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved." And Andy Bloom called upon the Lord, and the Lord saved him. And the Lord will do the same for you. You can do that right now, right where you are. Why not bow your head and pray and ask the Lord to save you? You say, "Brother Andy, I'm not real sure how to pray." To help you with this, I'm going to form a prayer. Now, the prayer that I pray will only be words if you don't mean it. But I'm going to pray this prayer slowly, that you might say this prayer yourself. "Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. And I believe that 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. I am willing, through you, to turn from sin. And I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer, according to the Word of God that does not lie, he has saved you. Now, if you did this and you mean it, we also know that the Scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth shall not be ashamed." Let me ask you to do two things. Number one, find an independent, fundamental Baptist church. Call them up. You'll find it in your yellow pages. Tell them of the decision you have made listening to this radio broadcast, and ask them to help you with your next step. Number two, write us and let us know of the decision that you have made to receive Christ. I will send you a booklet titled Building Blocks, and this booklet will help you to grow in your new Christian life. It'll show you how to study the Bible, what you ought to pray for, how you ought to pray. It'll show you how to witness to others. It'll teach you things about Bible doctrine. And I want you to have that book absolutely free. Just write me and say, "Brother Andy, I asked the Lord to save me listening to the broadcast." You may write and say, "I'm already saved, but I would like to have the booklet." And then I will send that to you absolutely free. Did you mean this decision? Then please, don't be ashamed. Let us hear from you. Well, our announcer will be giving you our address in just a moment, and I trust that you'll write that down. You can contact us either through the U.S. mail, or you can email us. Our announcer will give you the web page. If you'll go to our web page, you can go directly to my email, and I will receive that email, and I would love to hear from you and answer your Bible questions. Write us. We want to hear from you. And I see that my time is up, so thank you for listening today. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.